which would be really hard with no tech.
Let's go see if we even have an affinity to magic. Isn't there a magic testing place?
Should be one on the map.
Yeah, I thought I saw one, but I might have been looking at a different map out of my pockets, like a tourist that I am.
Give me a memory roll and I'll tell you where it is, because, you know.
Yes, I can remember things.
Remember when you were at the Clem's Barber Shop? It was close by to Gnome Depot.
Yeah.
In Gnome Depot, they have a free magical testing station.
Next to the blood pressure.
Yeah, exactly. He
On, Glenn.
stares in the distance.
Let's go further
Well,
away from your hell ideas and go get tested for
they
magic.
think that we're monsters then?
Just because anybody over the age of 11 seems to either not be here, actually, there's a big gap of people missing because it seems like younger than age of 11 here, 11 to 16 missing, although there's a couple of fairly miserable looking kids that are wearing some sort of other school uniform that looks like it was really kind of a shit thing. And then 16 to mid 20s, they all seem to be in the military. And then over the mid 20s, they all have a spear pentagram. Actually, the military people also have a spear pentagram. So pretty much anybody older than age 16 seems, if you see a spear pentagram on them, they've got one. Otherwise, they look like farmers or something. Or laborers, something like that. Like if you're apparently if you're building a brick wall, nobody really gives a shit if you can maybe do some magic. That is, you build a brick wall, that's your job. Or if you pass butter, that's it, you pass butter.
But they still have one. They just don't need it for that job. Like, are we
You're not
talking
sure.
ev?
Actually, you do find a lot of bricklayers are not wearing shirts. So you do see that, like, they've got somewhere on their body, although it seems that it's almost a kind of randomish location on the above the belt line.
Thank you.
Yeah. I was going to say the plumber with the fucking pants halfway down, you know. No, it's always above the belt line, and even the bricklayers have spirit pentagram, but theirs only has like one or two of the points of the star colored in. But on closer exam, if you don't mind getting closer to the bricklayer and like doing the creepy looking at, because for some reason it's okay when women do that. Try it the other way, probably not a happy day. For him, it may make his whole day. You don't know, men are dogs. You want to get closer and peer at his tattoo and shit. Like you're checking him out.
Of course, I'm looking at the masonry work,
Okay. You're
type
trying to play it
of,
subtle. Very
yeah.
nice. It's not just colored in, it appears to be super intricate runes. But even his is really slowly still turning and stuff. So if you just you're thinking, fuck, even a what's it called? Just making your own tattoo or henna or something. Nah, it's not gonna fool anybody. Not if they stare at it for a while. He starts talking to you about the wall. You're not too interested, but you're pretending to check out
It's a
the
good looking wall.
wall, so he's like, yes, it is. You feel Glenn may be becoming jealous of the brick wall. My girlfriend says talking to me and talking to this is much alike, says the bricklayer.
I wish him a good day and walk on.
Cool. You guys want to go to Gnome Depot Magical Testing Station to see what happens?
Yeah, I'm going for it.
Woo! She's marching there. Glenn, are you wanting to just put your hands on your hip and shake your head and sadly and know that she's going to die soon, or do you want to follow her and perhaps do all that other stuff?
I will follow.
You guys head in Gnome Depot. Have you ever seen the old love tester machines where it's pretty much just a, it's not really a joystick, but a handle to grab, and you just grab it, and then it goes bing, 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 you know, like that?
Yes.
Yep.
This has five different lights and stuff and levels, and she grabs all of it. Nobody's really paying attention to you guys. You had to wait until a couple of like 8-year-olds got done playing with the machine. You know, uh-huh.
How magical were they?
Huh?
How magical were they?
One was a 3, one was a 4, and the one who was a 4 is like, I'm gonna join the Shadow Corps, and the one who was a 3 is like, I beat the shit. And so, but yeah, eventually they wander off. Nobody really seems to care that you guys are going around grabbing the weird thing and all that. But all five lights light up when she grabs it. They are labeled. I'm looking for the different levels if you guys give a shit what they're called.
Magically delicious.
Yeah, she gets the magically delicious rank, so. Meh. Ah, magical power ranks. There it is. The bottom one's called Null, then Canny, Gifted, Adept, Magus. All five lights go off, and yeah, it doesn't make noise and shit. It just makes the lights go. And they went on like that. And then she lets go. They go off.
Could you, since you went to the bother of naming them, Null, Canny,
Gifted, mm-hmm. Adept,
Adept,
Magus. Oh, yeah. There's reasons behind everything. When I let people skip over stuff and they find out later they need it, I laugh and laugh, be myself a little, laugh some more, change my underwear, continue laughing. It's great. Does Glenn want to grab the
handle?
I act
like it ain't no thing.
Great.
I gesture to Glenn.
I'll grab it.
Five lights.
Hey.
Although it'd be funnier if he had one. You would laugh and laugh. And, yeah. I don't know if you guys know what it means or not. It's not the important thing. But the important thing is that you maxed it. Good for you.
Now let's go check our cholesterol.
Blood pressure.
They don't have a cholesterol machine. I think you need it. Yeah, 16 slices of bacon and eggs every morning.
God, that sounds
American good. Breakfast.
America! Oh, let's see. Sheila, give me a luck roll. There may be a pamphlet, Magic and You, and what it means and shit. Guys, they're usually out, but...
Yes, I've got it.
There's a pamphlet on magical power ranks if you want the last one.
Yes, I do.
It's yours.
Sit down at the...
What does it say?
Oh, I'm sitting down at the blood pressure place. They have a chair. Glenn.
No problem. Let's see. Magus rank. About 1 in 10 humans can be useful / viable wizards. Magus rank can theoretically at least learn all those different spells and cast them. About 2 in 10 humans can work some sort of job that requires a high amount of magic. They may only be able to learn one tree all the way up, or perhaps up to a certain level and a certain number of other trees. That's adept rank. About 2 in 10 humans can work some sort of dull job that requires a minimum use of magic, like in a factory that they use a little bit of it. Only the simplest spells from a very limited number of trees. If any, this is the minimum rank. that somebody needs to be in order to activate an item. About 1 in 10 humans has really useless magic that nobody cares about, but may make a neat bar trick. These people are able to maybe sense some of the more strong magics or use something like a seeing stone. And about 4 in 10, no magic, can't sense magic, can't activate magic. Nothing. Those are nulls.
But even the nulls have tattoos and just there isn't anything filled in.
The nulls are the have the one point of the star filled in with runes. Okay. And then the magus would have all five. And everybody else somewhere in between. Now, give me a magical theory skills or something like that. Do you have any kind of like know about magic stuff?
Analyze magic?
Sure. I go with analyze.
Okay. Nope.
You don't understand how it works. It's almost like it's magic.
I'm looking.
I was going to say, I'd just try mashing the button because if you get like over 60, yeah. The answer is probably no.
Yeah,
if you get something like that. Okay. How it actually works is you guys, in order to become magic, you have to eat a fairy. The whole thing. Wings, little boots, hat, everything. And then you can become magic. You've eaten their essence, you see.
God, I'm a vegan.
Well, you need to get a vegan fairy and eat it then, because then it's only partially cheating. Yeah, that worked. So, you guys are both getting really hungry because, you know, you turned down Dragon Don's murderous route to food. And yeah. I'm not sure how much longer you want to try living off of your emergency rations and shit.
Let's go find some apples or something.
Shit's going to be gross and cost money.
That's why we're going to go to the forest and pick some apples.
What are you, Hansel and Gretel? Go to a restaurant like real people. We're going to go through the forest looking for a big candy house when you eat that shit.
Could go back to red carpet and get cleaned up.
Wow. You know it's bad when you have to go all the way back to a different zone in order to get a shower.
Uh-huh.
That's just sad in so many ways. But it's not quite dark yet. Clem's does close at night, so you'd have time to go hurry back to red carpet, get a shower, then maybe sit around for half an hour, and then hurry your ass back and then be here at night so that you can get shivved by the hobos or whatever.
Okay, let's go to Clem's.
Cut to, you're getting showers back at your house.
Glenn's like, I accept this description.
Yeah, okay. You guys are, if you don't mind waiting till the next day to go back to Gothic, which is name of what I call that zone, then you can, spend some time here eating, drinking, etc.
Yes.
Eat, we drink, we get cleaned up, we change our clothes. I teach Dana magic.
Yeah.
Go for it.
I fill my bag with apples and other fruits and nuts.
Wow. That's so sad. I'm going to bring it on food because we're poor.
And also, I don't want to die of cholera or like accidentally eat human.
Wow. By the way, the silver and gold that you've seen looks like normal silver and gold like they have everywhere. Just FYI. Although the shit on the coins looks different, but it appears that, like, because he did have little scales and shit, you know, kind of like drug dealers use in our world, but for coinage and stuff. So especially if they chop up the silvers and the bits or whatever, then you got to weigh that shit because it can get clipped easy.
Huh. How uniform are the coins?
Pretty goddamn uniform. I mean, yeah, you don't know what percentage pure they are or anything like that, but you okay. do have some, and they didn't turn into other things, so you've actually got them here.
But it's mostly about the weight, huh?
Well, anytime somebody's got a coin scale, that tells you the weight is the thing. I mean, the weight was the thing up until they said, let's make paper money. Nobody could ever fucking forge that.
Yep. Could possibly procure silver here.
Although the silver is super heavy. Carrying more than 100, like 100 coins, I think is like a kilo and a half or something. Oh, wait, no. It's fucking heavy. Hold on, I've got it written down here.
Are you like 20 for a pound?
I go in kilos, so I have no idea about the pounds. Let's see. 40 coins is a kilo. So that means most people will want to carry under 100 coins max and reinforce purses and stuff. Now, with the hole in the center, you have seen some people wearing their coins on cords and stuff like they did in ancient China. If you've ever seen Chinese coins that have holes in the middle, that's why. But gold is definitely worth more than silver. Mm. But yeah, you're 50 coins that weigh, it's like the old-fashioned silver dollars, the big fuckers, the Eisenhowers. Yeah, mm-hmm. Carrying 40 of those, not fun. Not fun. They'll easily fill up your front pockets like a chipmunk with his fucking cheeks bulging.
Yeah.
Also, you're not sure how many silvers is in a gold, but I'll give you a hint. This ain't D&D and it is not fucking 10.
Did it mention that in the notes?
It might. Up near the top. I may have left it in. Don't know. Yes, I did studying on fucking coinage. That's how much goddamn prep time I had. Little different from the money sticks that they had in the cyberpunk thing. It's like, ba-deep, my money weighs almost nothing. It's like a thumb drive. Ba-deep, there's your money. Ha ha ha. Crypto coins. Nobody will trace me. Government sucks. Instead, you guys have moved into heavy ass coinage.
Yeah.
I guarantee I give you 2 kilos of coins and you don't even know how much they're worth and stuff. Well, actually, you got the price list, so now you do. But you're not going to be fucking happy to carry them.
Oh, yeah, it's probably on the price list.
Yeah. Good food, 2 silvers. Hotel prices with your own bathroom, 3 silver. So it's not horribly expensive. You guys have enough to actually survive for a few days, you know, but... unless you want to start living large or whatever, or buying gear, but they have some really interesting gear there. You'll have to wander around the markets and see it.
Interesting gear?
I would say gear that you've probably never seen anywhere else, although you may have heard of it. Don't know. I don't know what you may or may not have heard of.
Well, I'm still at red carpet, and before I go to bed, I'm going to do some magic.
Go for it.
Teach me your magic, Dana.
Oh, teaching the magic. Did you fumble on one of your rolls there?
What was it? 93?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be a fumble teaching.
Nice. He sucks so bad. He's like, you know, to do this thing, you just got to do it, and then it works.
You're like, that's the easiest way to do it.
It just works. You don't worry about how. You just, you got to be the spell. And you're like, that makes no goddamn sense.
I'm going to try teaching. I did not make teaching.
She's like, okay, while you are being the spell, this happens. And you're like, that doesn't tell me anything. She's like, that's what you get. Great. So you guys are done trying to teach each other shit. Good for you. He may be done for a while teaching you shit. You're like, you disgust me.
I'm going to try my...
Done for a while?
Well, give her a couple days before you try teaching her anything else, because you fumbled your teaching role.
It's like 70 silver is 1 gold.
Yep. Oh, by the way, for the spell phase, do you guys have phase?
No.
Nothing for you to worry about then.
Okay. Practice our magic and go to bed.
Cool.
Yep.
One. Done with that spell for the day.
Which spell was that?
Spell helper.
You hear wah, wah, wah from the other room. Keep in mind, fumbles can do other shit other than just max magic points and stuff. Could blow up your buddy, could cause weird sound effects, etc. So in your case, wah, wah, wah.
Wah, wah. Okay.
Almost out of juice. Didn't fumble anything, but not doing nothing. What a great practice session that was.
Hooray!
I learned 0.
Wow, that's rough.
Oh, so close.
It'll be interesting to see what kind of work you guys can find. By the way, there are several different mission givers in that zone. Obviously, you guys decide to go to one of the most violent ones first. well, second. But there are several different mission givers and stuff. So, and all of them have different missions and stuff. The problem is finding them. Because you managed to find the sleazy detective. You managed to find the let's go murder some people for fun and profit, guy. And
yep.
But there are probably about half dozen more. Plus other shit to find and exploration and other plots going on, etc., etc. Open world concept I've worked on. But I also put in mission givers because not having a mission giver fucks with some people. You're like, there's too much to do. What do? I don't know. Somebody tell me what to do.
Okay. I turn in for the night.
Morning comes. It's messy. You guys wake up in the morning. Everything's fine. You can hear Dana working out in the other room.
Yep.
Eventually, you guys get showered. You go to breakfast. There's some other dude who isn't Jim that's there serving you breakfast. Not Jim. Asks if there'll be anything else.
I'm sorry. Have we met?
My name is Phil, sir.
Phil.
Yes, sir. Jim is visiting his wife. I am filling in, sir.
Ah.
He shows him hide the poison thing behind the loaf of bread so nobody sees it. No, you're like, oh, well, fine. As long as somebody's feeding me, that's the important thing. You know, I had to watch a boat for a few days and then we had bums having sex nearby while they were watching us.
kind of the same thing.
Wow. So, He served you breakfast.
Dana's pretty disgusted. I'm pretty disgusted, Glenn, that he said that. And I try not to show it. It's pretty much the same thing.
So you guys eat. He then begins to clean up.
We'll need a sec lunch today.
Yes, sir. He stops doing cleanup and he starts making you guys sack lunches and stuff. Since, various sandwiches, cold cuts, things they'll keep. He makes you some big sack lunches, lots of extra food, because you're in America, so you're expected to throw out at least half of it. Since he has been instructed that there may be vegans about, he makes vegan meals as well. Shows him toss a carrot in a paper bag and toss it to him. Fucking vegan. Anyway.
Very good.
So, he makes you guys meals. You now have food, so you don't have to spend your fucking silver pieces, you cheap bastards. So.
Thank you, Phil.
Yes, sir. Will there be anything else, sir?
No, we'll be out for the day.
Very good, sir. Yes, sir.
What?
I was just going to. I've been instructed to ask if the woman is coming back anytime soon.
I haven't heard from her.
Ah.
So.
I will pass on the word, sir.
Very good.
He goes back to cleaning up. Sir, he stops and cleaning it. The spear in front of the basement door, sir.
Spear?
Yes, sir. Is that a normal thing?
I go and look.
It looks like a barbed spear. Like if you were hunting a whale by hand... And you needed fucking stick. Yeah, this would be that kind of spear.
Like even has a place to
tie. Yeah, it's like a harpoon. Yeah, and it looks like it's been leaned in front and inside the door frame to the stairs down to the basement in such a way that it's blocking the door. So you'd have to move the spear in order to open the door to go downstairs. Give me listen rolls from the downstairs.
At a quarter.
A quarter. You guys can hear a faint humming from down there, but you don't know what it is. It doesn't sound like anything alive humming, but you're not sure what. It sounds maybe some sort of mechanical, electrical, something like it. Some sort of humming from down there.
I wouldn't go down there, Phil.
Leave the spear.
He says, all right, sir. Ma'am, he goes back to cleaning, and you can tell it's just eating him up inside.
Round of golf?
Certainly.
Both of you give me golfing rolls as you go out back to the course. Oh, holy shit, Glenn is golfing like a fucking pro.
Finally.
Wow.
I did not do that.
Bummer.
I did not fare way better.
Eventually, you'll build up your golf skill and won't Doc Fulton be happy with you? And then if you can get one more person to start golfing, you can have a foursome, and that will make him over-fucking-joyed. Because he is a strange motherfucker. So, you guys have a nice round of golf. It's getting close to noon. Would you like to eat your sack lunches now? It just shows Phil from the fucking window. He's watching you guys driving around in the golf carts and stuff. Your sack lunches. Watching like, I don't fucking get it.
We'll just go.
Just sack lunches at the building.
No, we're tricking them with.
Okay. What? Okay. So,
take those, where, that carrot.
Where to?
Clem's.
Should we take a bus?
Oh. Is there a bus?
Well, you've got golf carts. You can try driving in Los Angeles style traffic. I don't recommend it. But yeah, there's buses. They have a couple of them. I mean, you'll be doing plenty of walking because the buses are for the poor people and nobody gives a shit about them.
Yeah. We have cars here, right?
Yes, there are a few cars just sitting here. They look like they've been shined fairly recently. Since you guys moved into this bigger, badder house, there's no fucking cliff to drive them off of. Although it looks like most of the cars have fallen on their sides repeatedly at one point or another.
If we leave the car at Clem's, will it get towed?
You have no doubt in your mind that it will get towed and then probably crushed and then turned into a tube, and then your tube will be ticketed.
Okay. Get a cab.
$50 later, you're at Clem's. God damn, cabs are expensive, you think. This is why only rich Hollywood actors can afford it. Oh, wait, no. Anyway, so you guys arrive at Clem's, and with your sack lunches, you're probably the only people walking into a barbershop clutching a sack lunch. Like, this is going to be a long-ass haircut. I know my hair is real short and shit, but, you know, it's a long-ass haircut. Hey, I'm going to have them fucking cut it in there. Because both of you have really short hair due to school days and shit. And so, yeah, you guys, in a couple months, you'll have the saucy short haircut for Dana. But right now, you look like you were recently in some sort of military picture. So,
I put the sack in the backpack.
Wow. It's like a bag within a bag within a bag. Yeah, it's great. What can I do you for? Says Clem with his big mutton chop sideburns.
Have a shave.
Hot towel?
Yes.
Where are you going back to?
Gothic.
All right. You too?
Yes, please.
Right. You guys both sit down, get the hot towel slapped across your face. Later they get removed. You're back in Gothic Clem's. Gothic Clem's. Pretty much all the Clem's look very fucking similar. They all have the front room. They all have the back room. It looks like they are all exactly the same building. Pretty much the same shit on the walls, everything.
Okay.
Which, if you think about it, is a really cruel place to put some sort of teleporter because your hair didn't grow. Actually, shit, your hair is still not growing. So you still got military haircuts. Shit. So basically, it's the haircutting places in the places that your hair doesn't grow. By the way, if you ever need to heal up and you get a willpower times one for healing, then your hair will all suddenly be back.
Poof.
Residual self-image. So.
Very good.
Yay. You're back in Clem's Gothic. Where to?
Okay.
You've got a sack lunch. You're on top of the fucking world. You've got 50 silver each jingling in your pocket and a sack lunch in your bag. Or in your case, a carrot that calls itself a vegan lunch. Whatever. You are on top of the world. No spending money for you. Now all you got to do is find somebody with a nice house, kill them, and take it over. Or you just steal the house out from under them. By God, they'll never understand what happened then.
There's a employment center on the map.
There is. I was curious if anybody discover that. Yes, probably. Looking at the map is actually fucking useful in this game. I know, it's weird.
They probably expect you to have papers or something, but we can go check it out.
You guys go to check out the employment center. Here are two really bored looking security guys, not at all in their prime, and only armed with clubs. There's two different lines. There's the affluent, happy-looking line, and there's the poor line, full of scum and losers and undesirables and stuff. The happy, affluent line, they all show their spirit pentagram when they're talking about their job qualifications. The other line doesn't. Both lines show their fucking papers. And now there is also something else that'll be interesting in addition to the two lines. There's a standing order board, and there's quite an angry note nailed up to it saying, do not deliver bits to the job center. Deliver to the edge, note ripped off. Another note slightly covering that one, though just as angry but in different writing, states, please take monster parts to the city burn area near Caperny Green, get a chip from the guards, then take the chip to the Edge Hall buildings near Chilgrave Gate, Treasury Office, to collect your money. There's also a note saying city bounties incur 20% tax. It does say troll heads are worth 50 silver each. Rat tails, 1 silver per 20, although there's a note that's been angrily pinned to that. It says, get in on my rats. It's all misspelled, backwards S's and shit, and I'll gut you like rats. let's see. And
I think we met him.
There's also wanted people, see the Great Yan Dune for details. Alchemist.
Ooh.
So that's what you find at the employment center. More people demanding papers and shit. If only you had a paper. Yeah, well.
Okay. I'm going to sit by the fountain and munch on one of my food bars.
No problem. You guys sit over at the fountain, sulking, you have no papers. Waiting, letting time pass by. Your sack lunch growing slowly moldier and moldier until one day you'll just be lugging it around like the whale that won't give up its dead calf.
Saving my lunch for dinner.
Uh-huh. That is sadly cheap. I mean, considering you buy dinner for 2 silver, I'm just saying. Dana, it appears that he's gone into some sort of weird food bar funk, and he's now just pretty much given up hope, and he's sitting near the fountain, staring into space. What do you want to do?
I tell him, let's eat while we walk. We're going to the Alchemist.
That's what I was going to say.
You totally don't believe him since he said that.
I agree with your idea.
Ooh, diplomacy. Cool. You guys head over to the Alchemist. It just smells horrible. Just imagine like the smell of rotting meat. Now imagine about 20 different kinds of rotting meat. And then some of the weird shit, like when you're walking down the hallway of a some sort of apartment building, you're like, where are they cooking? Where are they cooking? That mixed with shit and decay. right, the Great Yan Dune, thin guy, wild hair, crazed look in his eye. And he says, I am the Great Yan Dune. How may I help you? Are you here for potions? Potions to bring back your magic. Potions to heal you. Potions to keep you strong. Or for something else.
I heard you were looking for help.
I am. But only people who are good with weapons, and I see no weapons on you. Other than, a double-handed club. That could be devastating, he says, pointing at your bolt cutter sticking up out of your backpack. Mm.
I'm good with a sword.
Do you have a sword?
I do.
He looks you up and down. Is it a really small sword? I think we call that a knife.
It's concealed.
He just looks at the camera like, really? And you, miss, are you also good with a really small sword?
I'm better hand-to-hand.
Hand-to-hand is a noble quest, but there are people out there with fucking guns, and I need bodyguards. I don't need them slapped around. I need them shot if they try to kill us. And I pay well. Yes.
I like that.
What?
So I like that.
Yes. By the way, the smell is about making you gag, and you discover part of the reason for it is that he takes various parts from various creatures. You don't see any people, but pretty much anything else seems to be fair game, whether it's animal, vegetable, mineral, or monster. And he pulps them or grinds them or whatever and makes them into potions and shit. He has red potions and blue potions, and you feel like it's Diablo time. And he says, yes. There's also a sign up that says all monsters that are live must be brought in fucking cages really big.
Good he idea. Says,
what?
How well do you pay? Because I suspect the last guy ripped me off.
Well, all right. He says, I'm not going to tell you exactly what the job is unless you decide to go with me, because I don't want anybody else to be doing this, because it is a mystical journey. But I can tell you some things about the job if that would help.
Sure.
Good. Then we're all agreed. Logan looks around wildly for... Hold on, I've got way too many fucking missions. I'm scrolling through them going, I know it's in here somewhere. The beast with two backs? No, that's not it. Oh, yes, there is something like that. Ah, there it is. Okay. He says, I'm expecting it to take about a month. Also, you guys would not be the only... Wait, are you good at other stuff? He asks the lady who has no claim to weapons and stuff. Can you shoot guns or anything?
I can.
Oh, then you have a spirit tattoo.
I do not.
Ah, so you're a monster. That's fine. I work with all sorts. Do you have identity papers?
I do not.
I see. This could be a problem with the Mercenary Guild, who I have already hired and contracted to send a couple of mercenaries. But I will be putting 500 silver per for each of you in the bank. So that if you come back after the mission, then you can get, since you don't have any papers and stuff, it would be through the Mercenary Guild, assuming that you join the Mercenary Guild, and then they would let you do that. But if I'm returned live and well and having achieved my goal, instead of 500, it's 1,000. There may also be some bonuses. But it is, as I said, 4 weeks worth of work. Roughly. It may be a bit more, but I'm hoping not. It's a mystic journey, he says. And he has, like, not the Einstein hair, but, like, the hair of somebody who put their dick into an electric outlet. That kind of pretty much straight out hair.
So you're saying, bypassing the description, that I would need to become a part of the Mercenary Guild before receiving payment?
Well, in order to have somebody here that would hold the money for you, if you have friends here, then you could, as long as they're accredited, to be able to hold the money, because that way... this is a common thing that we humans do in order to keep from going out on like a caravan or something and then having the guards kill the person that hired them and come back and went, whoo, you know, see what I mean? But then you get paid. If, you know, if I come back, you get paid.
Ah, right.
Yes.
We had.
It is a difficult mission, but as I said, there may be bonuses. Plus, of course, you may end up able to get the same mystical thing that I do because we are doing a mystical journey. So if you know any monster spells or anything like that, then they may be increased in potency or something. I don't know how it works for you monsters.
If we had an advance, then we could get our papers ahead of time.
You can't buy papers. Papers are issued to you when you are little.
Yeah.
Are you getting monster papers? Do they do it differently there? Why didn't they give you a monster papers when you were a cub or egg or something?
No. We're not from around here.
Of course not. Monsters don't live in this town. My job will be to make sure that the mule comes with us, and if there's any problem, I will hide. As part of your bonus, I will also be supplying a couple of potions each for you. And whether we succeed or fail, they are yours for trying. Mystic.
I think we're very interested in the job. We're just concerned about how to make sure we get our pay.
He says.
Yeah.
Could you?
I tell you what, I can get you a simple gun. I mean, obviously a better gun. You know, it'd be the normal ugly gun and stuff. And I would can give you each one in advance and then have your money held here. The mercenary, you'd probably have to do some mission or something for the mercenary guild for your membership or something. Not sure. We don't have a lot of monsters that work here, but like I said, I don't judge. As long as you keep me safe, I don't care what. We all put on our carapace one flank at a time.
Could you just pay us after?
If you trust me to, of course. Although you may still end up having to join the Mercenaries Guild because they don't like armed people going along with their people because they're worried about their people getting shot in the back by monsters. You see?
It's a human thing.
Humans have a lot of strange customs. I don't expect you to understand all of our strange ways, but you must make allowances.
I'm waiting for Glenn to snap. I am not a monster!
I'm sure that, you know, people who come from the egg and stuff, they have their own customs. And
How do we join the Mercenary Guild?
I'm not really sure. Send for the head of the Mercenary Guild. She can come over and tell you about it.
Where? What part of town is it in?
Do they have a building?
Let's see. It's a new guild. Don't yet have their own building.
Oh.
Yes, it is brand new, but she is close by. I can go get her.
Okay.
Could you both step out of the shop for a moment?
Sure.
He locks it the fuck up. He gives you each a drink to keep you happy, and he wanders off to go get this lady. Gesundheit.
Thank you.
He comes back with a very tough-looking black lady, scars, tattoos, short hair, weapons, leather, and she's like, "I'm Sutton. Are you the monsters going to be helping out with the Andun?"
Not
The
a monster.
great Yondun. The great Yondun, she says.
We're
What?
Bostonians.
Ah, I haven't heard of that sort of monster. Great.
Not a monster.
I'm sorry. Differently abled species, or whatever you want to call it, she says. Right.
Just don't cut off our fingers. You'll get no bounty. Because we're really not monsters.
Sure, she says. The Great Yondun says that you've got some questions about the Mercenary Guild. It's 100 silver per person to get in. After that, there's no charge other than what we shave off the commissions and stuff. In order to keep up your membership, at this time, you only need to do like a mission a year or something like that. We're a pretty new guild. If money is a problem, then we can simply have you do a mission for us when we get back.
Money is a problem.
No problem. We can make you members in bad standing now and move it to good standing after you do after you've done with the Yondun, the great Yondun. She says, then you can do something for us, and that should square you with the Mercenaries Guild.
Or would we be able to just pay the 100 after the mission?
If you'd rather do that, she says, that's fine too.
All right.
But if you don't pay the 100, then there'll be a bounty on you. And I don't know what sort of monsters you are, but they have bounties for most of the major races. Like Yondun, the great Yondun said, he doesn't care who he works with. I do, personally. But if I find out you attacked or killed or ate any of my people, we're going to put a bounty on. In fact, we're going to have a bounty on you. Unless they return safely. or the great Yondun says that they fell in other battles or something. Just try to keep them safe. If you guys have enough magical power to appear somewhat human, as you are, then, you know, you have enough power to, I'm not saying it's a perfect disguise, but it's not bad. Then you probably have enough power to keep my people safe as well. Okay? Great. Glad we had this talk. She claps you on the shoulder and says, great Yondun, I'm out of here. He's like, okay, tomorrow morning we can leave then, because these two monsters will be ready then. Yes. Are you both ready tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. He comes over and he hugs you both. And he says, I've never had monsters work for me before. This is very exciting. I hope you're good monsters.
We're going to be on the road for a month.
Yes.
Do we need to bring our own provisions, or?
No, I'm taking care of that.
Oh, good. Okay, see you tomorrow.
All the costs and stuff, and I will even get guns. Okay, we'll have them taken out of your pay. But pistols are not expensive, unless you want modifications. You want modifications? They have many modifications. I know of these things because I am the great Yondun.
I like effective pistols.
Okay. Me too. I am happy to try to get them for you. Just tell me, what kind of things do you want the pistol to do, generally? I mean, normally they fire in one flavor, or you can get basic flavors, or you can even get advanced flavors. The one flavor is like air, earth, fire, water, or you can have it where you're able to switch between all four of them. That's the basic flavors, and the advanced is like electricity, lava, shit like that. They have a heavy blast where it costs a lot more of the crisp in order to fire it. But it does more damage. They have a super heavy blast, which costs tons off of the crisp. They have optimized, where it costs less from the crisp to use it, or super optimized, which is good. If you're getting super heavy, get super optimized. Double range, because normally it's only 10 meters. Quad range, octo range, rapid firing, things like that. I don't know what you want. But the more modifications, of course, the more the gun costs. And once you have a gun made, it cannot be changed. Although you can buy a different gun. And keep in mind that when the Chris is out, people either throw away the gun or you have to go get it reloaded at the factory.
Huh. Is the super optimized do anything without a heavy blast?
Oh yeah, you can get the super optimized without the heavy blast. Why would you bother? Normal gun get without being optimized, you got like 50 shots per Chris.
Oh, that doesn't use our personal MP.
I don't know what that is. He says, "No, the Chris powers it. Of course, Chris power everything. That's why Chris gatherers go out every time there's a thunderstorm. That's why the beach is all marked off."
Huh.
This?
Look at a double range pistol.
Just a basic pistol with double range? That's it?
Yep.
Okay. 20 meter range. It's one upgrade. That will cost you, he says. I can go buy one for 90 silver. I'm not charging any more. Any extras. I want you to have the best guns you can.
Okay.
And how many different energies, or we have to choose one?
I know you can choose up to 15 of them, although I don't know if you could afford that.
How many energies for the 97 cost?
Well, he says the basic gun, ugly gun, costs 55 silver. The upgrades you can get. How much do you want to spend on the gun? Is if you get something super simple like he did, that's a pretty cheap, ugly gun.
Yes.
But you could, if you wanted to get something like a heavy blast, then it instead of 50 shots, you'd have 25, but it does more damage.
Nope.
2x as much damage?
No. A little more damage.
Okay.
We have to hit it.
Yes.
So, no, basic. I was just wondering how many energies the basic does, because I thought that you can choose fire or...
Oh, yes. Yes. Which flavor did you want with your double range gun? It only does one flavor, one basic flavor, earth, fire, water, air. Unless you want adjustable basic flavor, or with adjustable basic flavors, you can choose before firing off which of those. They have a selector. Or you can get adjustable flavors advanced, where it has lots of different flavors.
How much is double range adjustable flavors?
Basic or advanced?
Basic.
Let's see, that would be two things, so that is 125 silver.
Well, great alchemist, you know what we're going to be facing much more than we do.
No, I don't. Nobody that I know of has done this. I read about it in a book, and many people called the person crazy, but I am not crazy. His hair is just fucking like a dandelion. He says, I believe that it can be done.
Okay, I'll get basic adjustable flavors too.
In addition to double range, because then it costs more, because that's more stuff. So let's see. Basic adjustable flavors, double range. Anything else?
That's it.
That's it.
Okay, so it's only two mods, so that's 70 plus 55 is 125. Yeah. After that, it gets a bit more expensive. After that, it'd be like 225 or something like that. No, 260 if you add one more thing on it. So, not hugely expensive. And he's happy to get you whatever kind of stuff, like rapid firing or whatever. Those are the legal modifications. I don't know about the illegal stuff, he says. But I've heard that they make guns that don't make noise and stuff when they're on. But you would need to talk to somebody who deals with illegal things to find out more about that. So for both of your guns,